Father, I bring multitudes before you right now, tonight, in the morning, at noon. It don't matter. As they say where I come from in the South, supper time, it don't matter. We bring multitudes before your throne right now. And we ask you, God, that same power, that resurrection power that healed my son, Jimmy, from that terrible disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. God, I'm asking you to put Satan in his place right now. To these that have prayed that prayer, to these that's come to you with a broken heart, these that's come to the throne of grace with loneliness from losing a partner or a child, or they may have a son on death row or whatever, God. You are a God that's more than enough, and you're a father to the fatherless. You said you was. God, I bring multitudes before you now. Before your throne that Jacob saw up that ladder. Stephen saw that ladder when they were stoning him, Lord. He looked up and he saw you standing. And I see you right now in this prayer. In my spirit, I see you. I see you involved in this prayer. God, rebuke that devil. We bind him right now according to Matthew 18, hand and foot. There's two of us agreeing right now. I have Sister Augustina Margarellis, the president of our international ministry, here with me too, by Skype. And we agree with this, that God, you will bind that enemy as we asked you to. And we agree that he will be bound hand and foot, not able to hurt your people anymore with the calls they're bringing to your throne. And we loose him from them right now. We cause these enemy spirits, these hordes from hell, out of their flesh. Right now, out of their mind. The oppression away from their ears. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we loose them from the people and we bind healing. We bind. Oh God, I hear the spirit of heaviness in my spirit. Somebody right now that's listening to the spirit of heaviness. God, you said you would give us the oil of joy for our mourning. Glory to God. You will remove the spirit of heaviness. You are the God that is, you are our God. You're our personal God. Oh God, I'm glad you're involved in this prayer. I thank you, God, right now. We claim the blood of Jesus Christ. There's power in that blood. He gave his blood a ransom for many, his life and his life's blood. Thank you, God. There's power in the blood. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, you made his soul an offering for sin and raised him up in that new covenant and gave him a name above every name that's named. And it's in that name we approach you tonight and today and this evening and morning, wherever they're at. God, in the name of Jesus, raise up that standard you talked about when the enemy would come in like a flood, like a covering flood. The Lord would raise up a standard. Raise that standard right now. Set your people free. Let these people right now that are coming to this page of prayer on Witherhand Ministries, God, feel and sense that divine intervention. Let them feel the surge of your wonderful spirit, the paraclete, the friend that stick closer than the brother, the spirit of Jesus Christ. Oh, the same spirit that was in him is in us. Oh, God, Holy Spirit, open that door to the Father. Open that door to the Son. Take our petition before the throne, and God, rule in our favor and set the people free right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. By faith, call it done. Call it done.